For Californians Leanne Larson and Richard Maher, the first step to saving a small-town South Dakota church was buying the parsonage next door. The couple manages businesses remotely and commutes back and forth to Eagan from the West Coast. They decided several years ago that the house was a way Leanne could return to her hometown to visit. In 2015, Larson and Maher also married in the Eagan Methodist Church next door to the former parsonage. Earlier this year, the church became their labor of love and a history lesson for Larson.
We've always talked about how beautiful the church is and that the congregation was getting small, and if it was difficult, we were even thinking about maybe that they could do a reverse mortgage or something, and that we could, you know, still keep it going. And my dad told me that they were looking at closing it, and I talked to my husband, and we both looked at each other like, oh.
After meeting with congregation members, they came to an agreement and a promise to preserve the building and rent it out for events as a community center. The offer would give members the chance to have weddings, funerals, and Christmas Eve services.
It's been exciting, but it's also been interesting just to see the history and all of the different repairs that need to happen. It's been an interesting summer, that's for sure.
For lifelong member Diane Olson, watching the progress on the church improvements has been rewarding and has revealed its beauty once again. She went to Sunday school in the church, was married there 53 years ago, and raised her family at Eagan Methodist.
And when we made the decision to sell it, that we just weren't able as a small group to keep it up and everything.
At last Christmas Eve's candlelit service, pews were filled with about 120 people, families who had attended over the years and wanted to come back one last time.
Knowing it was the last time in the church as a Methodist church, and yet so happy to know that Rich and Leanne were the ones that were going to take over the reins and run with it.
That community history is important to Larson, too, who has dug into church records, getting to know the church legacy through births, baptism, deaths, and detailed accounts of events.
So we hope that we can keep, a part of history, you know, alive for the community to enjoy and hopefully bring the community together to do, you know, different types of events.
Work started this past summer on the outside, and plans are to continue improvements this winter on the inside. With the help of a contractor and some sweat equity, Larson and Maher have replaced windows and doors, rebuilt steps and a handicap accessible ramp, scraped and painted the entire outside, replaced gutters, repaired rotten siding, and cut down overgrown trees.
We just wanted to paint in what we called button up the outside.
After roughly $40,000, Larson and Maher plan to do more as they can afford it. Inside, they hope to remove outdated carpets and wall paneling. They would like to reveal what is under a false ceiling, too. But the rest of the sanctuary largely will remain the same, with its half-moon-style seating and 14-foot-high pocket doors that span a 30-foot opening. Protecting the building is important, Maher said.
This church means a lot to generations of families. And we hear that, you know, whether it's Facebook message or what people tell us. And so it's been in a lot of people's lives for many years. So it's nice to protect it.
The church's life is perhaps best preserved in the sound of its bell, which rings clearly throughout town. No one seems to mind.
I do get a lump in my throat seeing how people react to this church and what we're doing to it. It feels good.
Maher said he didn't realize how rewarding the project would be, an appreciation that has been revealed over and over on the couple's journey that turned into something unexpected.
So when we purchased the parsonage next door, I don't think we ever had in mind we'd be married here or own the church for that matter. So that was all a real surprise. But, being in a small town is really nice. And
for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Brenda Wade-Schmidt.